Welcome to the Become Limitless Podcast, Season 4. Welcome back to the Become Limitless Podcast. This week's episode, we're going to be talking about morning routines. It's morning routine 3.0 for myself. What my new morning routine entails, what it looks like, why have I implemented those things, the different things that we're going to be doing in the morning routine. Totally blank there. Crazy, isn't it? And so I wanted to start off with everything in your life, you need to review things and how they're working and how effective they are for you. How are they contributing to your life? Are they doing exactly what you wanted them to do still to this day? Are they still doing what you set them out for? Why are you doing them? Why you made them a habit in the first place? So for me, I did a review on the morning routine that I was doing, especially with everything that's happened and like not doing everything, not doing meditations, not doing things like that. Do I needed to really focus myself on to what exactly do I want to do? How much time do I want to spend in the morning doing this stuff? And I reevaluated a lot of different things. So this morning routine, it's always ever evolving for me. So I want to keep doing the best and the greatest and the latest things that are going to be helping me with my what I want to achieve. So for meditations, it was trying to expand my mind, make myself more present, all those kind of things. How can I achieve that? And I'm obviously going through meditation. That's how I was able to achieve those kind of things. Cold showers, I wanted to implement them because they're good for you during the start of the day, doing something hard for your mentality. Doing cold showers just is good for you in general and your health as well. So, and this morning routine I'm doing now is more of a how to boost my health, how to increase my vitality, how to make myself feel the best I can in the shortest time possible, really, to obviously achieve greatness and become limitless in my life and to be there for my kids and to be there for a long time for my kids. So that's why I want to keep evaluating and reviewing my morning routines. And all the most successful people will do this throughout their whole lives. The most successful people review their lives and what they're doing, like really in small increments. Like they talk about hourly, they'll check what they're doing. Is it being effective? What am I doing? Okay, reevaluate, change tactics, or yes, what we're doing is correct, it's working, it's effective, let's keep going at it. And they keep reevaluating, they keep reviewing themselves often. So it's really important that we do this. I don't know how often you want to do this for yourself, but you want to review the things that you do throughout your life. So for the morning routine, I've changed my priorities to, as I said before, my health. So my morning routine is going to reflect that now too. So what we looked at and what I've looked at a lot, especially with my partner, how can we look at getting the most out of our morning routines and best bang for buck to getting our health sorted, best start to the day type thing. So for health, we've found that the best way to do this is to look at breath work. So oxygenating your blood, oxygenating your body, cold therapy, so cold showers, whatever that looks like, whatever form of cold therapy you want to do, whether it's cold plunges, your face plunge in ice, water, we'll explain a bit further in more depth later on in the episode. Sunlight exposure has been a big thing, and grounding, something new that I was never aware of, so I really wanted to talk about grounding a bit in this, and we'll do a for further actual episode just focused on grounding and what grounding is and how grounding works. But just to know now that I'm going to go through a little bit of a description of grounding later on in the episode, and we'll go into more detail later on in the year with another episode for grounding. So I'll dive deep into all those little topics. So that was cold therapy, breathing, sunlight exposure, and grounding. And these things have been picked because their ability to interchange, to mesh with each other, to things you can do together, again, to be more time efficient. Because I've got kids, they get up early, they love to be on the go, so we've got to get up that little bit earlier than they do to get this stuff done so we're not interrupted, so we can really focus on ourselves, focus on myself, and really start the day off well. So we've talked about breath work before on this podcast, especially with Wim Hof, and that's the type of breath work I'll be doing for my morning routines. The breath work again, so for those that didn't watch it. Go watch that episode. It's really good. It goes into a good in depth of cold therapy, breath work, and the Wim Hof method, and it's really, really, really good. I've been able to take what I've learned from that and adapt it into my morning routines and throughout my life and throughout my whole day, pretty much working in breath work and how I can really supercharge myself. So the breath work that I do is just 30 breaths, 30 to 40 breaths. And with my asthma, it's a bit tricky because when I breathe out and I hold the breath out, that's when I start to feel the restriction in my lungs, and it's a really weird sensation that I can't take a big breath in, and it's interesting. It's like, is my body fighting back at doing this? Like, no, don't do this, because you're going to start fixing things. You're going to start making things better if you do this. So it's really important that we listen to our bodies. Sometimes pushback, it might be a good thing that you're looking at going, is this pushing me in the right direction? Is this making me better? Is this making me stronger, healthier? All those things. Is it actually fixing some problems I might have? So we're going to be really aware of what's going on in that regard. So while we do breath work, I can do that breath work, do the 30 breaths, exhale in the last 30 or 40 breaths, exhale in the last, hold as long as you can until you get the urge to breathe. Big breath in, hold, and then repeat that process for 3 to 4 rounds. Build up. You can do 1 round to start with, 2 rounds, whatever you feel comfortable with. It's what you feel comfortable with, because we're all individuals. And I'll keep saying this on this podcast many, many times. What works for me might not work for you. It might work brilliantly for you. I'll get it out eventually. Brilliantly for you. But give these things a crack. Your body, your life is an experiment. Keep working things. Keep doing different things. It's amazing if you can keep doing different things like this, how exciting it can be. And how rewarding doing different things and pushing yourself to do different things outside of the box makes you feel fulfilled as well. So yeah, so I can do the breath work as well as sitting outside in the morning sunlight whilst sitting on the ground. So you can see that I'm getting sunlight exposure, morning sunlight exposure. I'm doing my grounding by sitting on the ground, and I'm doing my breath work. So I'll do that for 10 to 15 minutes, where I'll sit there like that, and I'll allow my body just to... So I'll do the breath work first, up until however long that takes. I don't know exactly how long that takes, but then I'll go into a meditative state and just hold, and just relax, and let the oxygenation work. Let it flow through you, let it flow through me. It was really, really, really powerful and really, really good just to sit out there and relax. I do have to try and avoid mozzies as much as possible, but I try to go into a meditative state and try and block all that out and really allow that grounding and the sunlight exposure on the eyes, eyelids, skin, and all those good things, areas like your chest. So I'll do this without a shirt on. Women out there, you can take your shirts off, just have a bra on, or if you're comfortable being outside topless, the most skin exposure to the sunlight is the best way to do it. So with that, let's get straight into breath work, more information on breath work, and just the individual parts of this morning routine. So let's get into it. So again, as I detailed before, the breath work is done 30 to 40 breaths, belly, so breathing into the stomach, and then into the chest, really filling your whole body cavity up with air as much as you can feel like that. Exhale, just as a relaxer. Then in and out 30, 40 times. Whatever you feel comfortable with, and then hold on that exhale, so that, and then hold at the bottom. Don't push the air out, don't force it out, just relax into that. And then when you feel the urge to breathe again, you just take a big breath in, and now you can do the breaths through your nose, through your mouth, whatever you feel comfortable. Again, whatever you feel comfortable with, just get that big breath in. We want to start oxygenating the system. You want to start pushing all that air into yourself, so, and getting that oxygen into your cells. So what you're going to do from there is you're going to repeat that 3 to 4 times, whatever you feel comfortable with. Don't be scared when you're actually doing this. If you get tingling sensation on the lips, a bit of heat in the throat, relax into it. That's all supposed to happen. That's all good. That's oxygen tension in your body being released, and it's getting that oxygen into your system. There's a lovely, lovely thing about all-cause mortality. Which means if something happens, it obviously increases or decreases your likelihood of death. That's what all-cause mortality means. So the absence of oxygen, so lack of oxygen, than what would normally be found present in the body, would increase all-cause mortality. So oxygen is directly related to your death, in a sense. The higher your level of oxygen in your system, the less likely you are to die. The lower the level of oxygen, the more likely you are to die. And that's it, you know, just the gist of it. So the more you can get your breathwork practice in place, oxygenate yourself as best as you can, the better you're feeling, the better you'll be, the better your body will operate. Because oxygen is an underpinning thing for everything. Okay? You know how we're made up of water? I can't remember the percentage, I'm not going to quote it, but it's a lot. It's like over 50, it's like 70 or 80% of our bodies are made up of a certain amount of water. How do they make body make water? We can drink it. We also use hydrogen and oxygen. That's how you make water. So our body can make water as well in our cells. So it's really important that we get that oxygen in there to make all these processes work in the background. All right, now let's get on to grounding. Grounding, I'll do a complete episode of grounding because it's such an in-depth, really fascinating topic that I'm really keen on talking about and teaching you guys and trying to impart as much knowledge as I possibly can on grounding. So, but the basics of it is your body runs electrically. There's a lot of electrical current running through your body. That's why we zap your heart back. There's a lot of different processes that use electricity. By standing on the ground, we're allowing our body to balance, discharge, do whatever it needs to do to bring itself back to baseline normal. So we do this because most of the time, most people will be walking around in shoes. Most of the time, we're in a car. Most of the time, we're not outside on the grass with our feet bare. We're wearing thongs, you're wearing Crocs, you're wearing whatever type of shoe that insulates you from the ground. So you're technically not able to ground yourself. You're able to discharge that electrical energy. So if we do this and make this a practice that we can do every day, at the start of the day, we can balance ourselves electrically, get that body working optimally. You have your oxygen elevated, you've induced oxygenation into your body, you've really oxygenated your body well, you're grounding yourself, you're electrically balancing yourself out for the day, ready to start, and then we'll go into sunlight exposure. So sunlight exposure is where you just, again, expose yourself to sunlight, morning sunlight. That's what we're talking about here, because that's when we start our morning routines, because it's in the morning. Who would know? So there's a lot of scientific papers coming out now, a lot of scientific research coming out in regards to sunlight exposure to the skin and eyes and the many benefits that there are. Circadian rhythm, eyesight, testosterone, hormone balancing. Like, there's so many different benefits that they come out of these things. I am, just like grounding, going to go into an in-depth episode on sunlight itself and sunlight exposure, when we can, when we can't do it. How that looks, like protocols if you want to really put some effort into actual sunlight exposure and to do it safely and effectively. Andrew Huberman podcast, he really goes into a lot of in-depth information and really likes to back up the sunlight in the eyes early morning to obviously get that circadian rhythm activated, in balance, in check. So it's really important and it's really good information there. If you want to go see that episode, go just Google it or search it on Spotify, they'll be on there somewhere, or YouTube, and you'll be getting a lot of good information there. He goes into a lot of scientific data and things like that, and really good protocols that you can put in place to utilize them. But for obviously my morning routine, I'm just going to be going there, close my eyes, sitting down on the grass, and allowing that skin with my shirt off and my eyes closed just to absorb that sunlight. I'm going to have a red, it looks like I can see the blood through my eyelids from the sunlight going through my eyes. It's really, really, it feels really, really good. My eyes feel really, really good afterwards. Obviously, I'm not going to condone looking directly into the sun. That's going to probably damage your eyes. As far as I'm aware, as far as I can see, you should have your eyes closed from what I can see. It's like having red light therapy because of how the red light, it's actually red light coming through your eyelids. So again, this is going to balance your hormones. Put your body in a perfectly homeostasis state. It's going to allow you to start the day at the highest level. So you can see there's a bit of a pattern here with the first three things we're talking about is putting our bodies in the best possible state to start the day, to finish the day strong, to start what you're doing the best way possible and to finish the best way possible and to give yourself the best options, the best possible chance of smashing that day out, being limitless. And then we go into cold therapy. So now cold therapy obviously isn't going to be done, depending on what time of the year it is, isn't going to be done with in conjunction with these things. If you can do these things in the sunlight, breath work, sitting on the grass, in a winter or wherever you live, if it's cold enough, and do cold therapy, sit out there with cold, then you're getting all four at the one go, and you can just sit there and do that for 10 to 15 minutes or whatever you feel comfortable doing. But for me, my climate, it's not cold outside, not even slightly. Even in winter, it's not really that cold outside. So cold therapy will be done with a cold shower. I can do an ice bath. I can do my favorite dish. So I'll get a stainless steel bowl. I'll put a little bit of water in there, freeze it overnight, take it out, and fill it up with water, submerge my face in there for periods of time I can hold my breath for, and just that same will occur when you submerge your face, because there's a lot of nerve endings on your face and your cheeks that predict, and no, don't predict, but sense cold and create all those mechanisms that you would when you jump into cold air, a cold shower, ice bath. So that's the kind of thing I'll do. I'll do that for 2 minutes now. I've reduced the times that I do. If I do an ice bath, it's just for 2 minutes. Cold shower, just for 2 minutes. It only need to be a shock. We don't want to get used to it. We want to keep that shock happening to the system. We don't want to get used to anything like that, because if we do that, then we lose the shock, because there's no longer a shock to the body. We don't get the shock proteins. We don't get all those amazing mobilized hormones that are there to really supercharge you for the rest of the day. So those four things will really affect the way you are and how you go about your day. I have noticed a massive change in my energy levels, in my alertness, and how good I feel. Like, ridiculously good I feel from just doing those things. So we'll just go over a couple little items I want to talk about in relation to this and conclude this episode up. So how that looks for you. So for me, I can do the breath work, the grounding, and the sunlight exposure all in one in that 10 to 15 minutes, and then go have a nice cold shower for 2 minutes or whatever I want to do, however I want to achieve that cold therapy. If you're in a cold environment, you can do all four together. If you want to do them all individually, if you've got plenty of time in the mornings to get up and get do it done, you can do your breath work by itself and then meditate. You can do your cold therapy. You can do your grounding by itself, and then you can do the sunlight exposure. That's totally up to you and how you want that to look. If you find that you need to get up early, there's no sunlight yet, then do the three other ones. If it's winter time, for me, getting up that early, the time that, I'll spit it out, getting up that early, or the time that I normally get up at, is there's no sun at that time of the morning for me, so I won't be able to do sunlight exposure in those times, but I'll be getting the cold therapy done at the same time. I can go outside, I can have the kids with me, and I can go stand in the sun and just absorb that sunlight for that 10 to 15 minutes. So it's really, really however you want to attack it as well. As well as doing these four non-negotiables, I call them, I'll also tack on any exercise I need to do, any podcast recording like this, or anything else that needs to be done that you want to get done before the day starts and to kick you off. If you want to journal, throw those things in there. But for me, for my health, as my priority right now, that's what I want to do. My morning routine involves these four things. So in conclusion, they were picked because you can do them individually, you can put a lot of them together, you can save a lot of time. It's just a choice is yours, and that's why I chose those four things, because I can just put them in when I want to put them in. How that looks for you, again, make it your own. Don't just copy me. Really experiment to see what you get the best out of, get the best results. Do the reviews. Find yourself, if it's a daily review, if it's a weekly review, it's a monthly review, however you seem fit. Is this effective? Is this what I want to do? And for me, this has really been helpful in my health. So I'm going to keep reviewing this. If this changes, again, I'm going to get up here on the podcast and we'll change it, we'll alter it, and I'll update you on why I'm changing things. Is my health now really good? Do I feel like I need to address a different aspect of my life? Is there something else I need to do? So it's really important that we get these things and we review ourselves and review. We might even do an episode on just that kind of thing, reviewing your life, going through the aspects of your life, might be a good episode. There we go. I'm going to write that down now. So that's the end of this episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. I'm really enjoying getting back into doing these podcasts again, putting them out there for you guys to listen to. I'm going to be turning subscriptions off. There's no real reason for me to have it on. I'm not sure why I did turn it on. I had this whole plan about making it early access, putting some meditations out there, but I want to have all this stuff available free for you guys to use. So anything that's going to happen on here, you'll get it Thursday. It's the earliest it's going to come. I normally put it on a Thursday. And any meditations I do in the future, I'll be putting up on the podcast, and you guys will get all that stuff for free. I'm not here to make money off this. This is just an entertainment and an education thing, so I can reach as many people as I possibly can and change as many people's lives and hopefully assist as many people as I possibly can to become limitless. That's the idea of this podcast. So until next time, guys and girls and everyone out there, stay limitless.
If you like the episode, make sure you share it with all your friends and family, and make sure you get on that Facebook page and give that a like and follow it. Also, get on our Instagram and follow along there too, so you can keep up to date with what's happening in the Become Limitless community. Until next time, stay limitless.